Chapter 24, Contemplation. Please review Chapter 16, Contemplation and Healing Power Revised. Here you will find a 6-step technique for contemplation. Following are some additional points and techniques. Contemplation is spiritual study. We read, affirm, and integrate wisdom pearls from spiritual books and sacred text. A wisdom pearl is not just a positive thought, but also a super positive, deep thought with the potential power to help us heal, not just in the moment, but also over the course of a lifetime. Wisdom pearls have the potential to help us in every domain of life, but it takes time to understand them. A deep wisdom pearl can grow throughout our lives and even then not be fully understood. It is one thing to sit, read, think, and talk about an idea. But contemplation is not just thinking and talking. It is a deep spiritual practice. Pearls of wisdom are useless if they stay in our heads. They must be realized. There must be a change in consciousness, a change in vibration to a higher state. Ultimately, we must get beyond words to practice, experience, and transformation. This is very difficult for us. We like to stay with words. Words are much easier than practice. It is a lot of work to get beyond words. We apply the idea to our minds, emotions, desires, and egos. This involves a whole other level of understanding and commitment. Wisdom pearls come up against old thoughts and feelings that have to go. There may be some discomfort. Most people are not ready for this. When we are ready, when we see the need and begin our practice, the reward is great. We slowly discover that we are the peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom described in sacred texts. First exercise. Fill your brain with wisdom. Muhammad said that 1 hour of contemplation is greater than 60 years of formal worship. Outer worship in church, synagogue, or mosque points us in the direction of the healing qualities and higher states of consciousness we want, but the actual change must occur inside the body temple. Before and after your morning meditation, read from a sacred or spiritual text. Take a thought from that text and use it as your affirmation for the day. Choose a concept that inspires you to become more than you are, a direction you would like to take, or a quality you want to expand. You might review the list of 100 healing qualities with corresponding affirmations and quotes on page 288 to 312 and some additional quotes on page 358 to 361 of this workbook. You might like these pearls just as they are. If not, refine them to make them better or create your own. Drop your wisdom pearl into the center of your consciousness. Feel its healing vibrations throughout your system. Send those healing vibrations to others and the surrounding space. During the day, when you are not focused on a task, bring in your affirmation. This will help you keep your vibrations spiritualized. Your mind will be positive, calm, strong, focused, and resilient. You will be ready to help, learn, and enjoy. You will be ready for anything. When we do this work, we change the way we think. We reprogram and rewire our brains. We move from the pain story to the healing story. Affirm and reaffirm your favorite pearls and qualities. Fill your brain with wisdom the first thing in the morning and keep it there throughout the day. Next exercise is called Sitting with a Saint. The words of the great ones carry their vibrations. Contemplate their words. They will vibrate you to their presence. Focus at the spiritual eye. Visualize your favorite saint, sage, guru, teacher, or master. Buddha, Krishna, Christ, Saint Francis, Saint Teresa, Rumi, others. Invoke the presence of your saint with a quality or affirmation. Buddha's compassion, Krishna's even-mindedness, Christ's love. Open your heart to their wisdom and feeling. Realize you are moving in that direction through the power of your love and devotion. Slowly, you will absorb the qualities of your saint. You might also try visualizing your favorite affirmations, quality, pearl, or any aspect of God that arouses your devotion, such as light, peace, harmony, the Divine Mother's forgiveness, the Divine Father's wisdom, the teacher, the guide, the protector, the confidant, the great physician, the spiritual warrior's courage, and more. Slowly, you will absorb that aspect. Memorable quotes from students in class. At first, I wanted to set the abuser on fire. Then I realized I was a slave to him inside. I realized he is sick and that I couldn't help him. I began practicing compassion for him, for others who harmed me, and for myself. Compassion is a healing power. It leads to a greater spiritual infusion and sense of freedom. When I contemplate compassion, I feel safe, secure, and peaceful. Then all I want is good things for him and for me. I flipped it through forgiveness. I commune with the Creator. It takes me into the safety zone. I read, sit with, and embed wisdom in my consciousness. I understand a piece of what is way beyond me. I can see what I'm putting into place, another stone in my foundation. I contemplate a new life. I take in knowledge and wisdom and release the bad. Each time I read, I see new things. The same paragraph speaks differently the next time. The words on the page go to my head as an idea and then to my consciousness as a vibrational shift. It's like plucking a magical, invisible string. It literally vibrates. Peace and safety become me. Omniscient love permeates the universe. We have a piece of this wisdom and love. We can make it grow. Affirm as follows. I am a piece of big wisdom. I am a piece of big love. I make my peace grow. I express it a little bit more each day. This is my job, every day, every moment.